love you, Chloe.
I love you, Daddy.
Are you ready for fits in the morning?
Ready as I can be.
Are you ready for fits in the morning?
Out of bed and brush your teeth.
In the morning is live from the Bull Radio Hub for Thursday, July 11th, 2019. And let me be the first to welcome you to the morning on this 7-Eleven. So, man, you know, this is the day. This is the day. You go to 7-Eleven, you get a free Slurpee. Hey, what's going on, Drew?
Yes, I do declare that this year I will not miss out on that free Slurpee.
Awesome.
I have missed it many times in the past.
A little surprise that somebody bright and early this morning didn't bring a couple, to be honest with you.
There's a reason. Ryder the Youngin will tell you what that is.
Okay. Hey, yeah. That's Claire. What's up?
Hey, I also will get a Slurpee, but I need to get a couple coffees first. So I'm going to hit the Slurpee machine around noonish.
Amen to that, though. I still got that cup. It's one of those cups that has lasted a while throughout the morning, and I love that.
Nursing it.
Yes, it's the cup that it's always full. Ryder the Youngin, he's right over there.
Oh, yeah. I stopped by the 7-Eleven this morning to pick up some Slurpees, and I got a very weird and almost kind of grossed out look from the clerk. And she was like, that doesn't start until like 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock for us. So different 7-Elevens have different rules.
Rude.
Yeah,
the one by my house had free Slurpees all through the entire day.
Oh, does it depend on the manager or a franchise thing?
It must be. Yeah.
It must be because Larry from Rainier already texted and said he's had his
straight up
at 3 a.m. today.
What's up, Larry?
Bingo. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Just call him the Prince of P1s, or maybe today the Prince of Free Slurpees. Our host, The Fitz.
All right. I think it's a beautiful morning, folks. It's going to be an unbelievable morning today. Drew.
Seriously.
Anything happened while we were sleeping?
Well, there's that big case down there in Rochester in Thurston County that we're going to be talking about in the news. It's a pretty exciting cold case getting busted open. We're going to find out about it later today, but they've been combing the woods all night.
Wow.
Okay, I mean, I wouldn't call it exciting. My God, it's somebody's...
Solving a murder? I think that's super exciting.
A 10-year-old murder?
Yes.
But also, okay, but what? Think of all maybe some family who might be listening, having to hear all this stuff again. I mean, I don't know. I just don't say it's so exciting. I mean, yes, it's great that this is happening.
Okay, how about this?
But I'm saying it's nothing to absolutely celebrate and let's have a couple of beers for.
True.
But you know what? But look at me. But yes, Claire, I agree with you. It is exciting in the fact, like, oh my gosh.
What do you think?
Yeah, go ahead. Go
what
back.
What do you think happens overnight?
Yeah, what family-friendly activities are you expecting overnight?
Right, what happens while we're sleeping that makes you want to wake up and have a beer?
I mean, I guess you're right. So you're saying I shouldn't ask, hey, what happened while we were sleeping?
Yeah, and don't ask what happened while we were sleeping and expect it not to be murders.
Right.
And killings.
Oh, that's so not true. Sorry, that's the first thing you want to talk about is who got murdered overnight.
There's happier stuff
going on. But thank you, Ryder the Youngin. There is other stuff going on.
I'm
but
sure
yes, I agree.
Woke
that is
up
a
and
big
people's faces.
That is a big story, though.
Yes.
I do agree with that. And how exciting that in 2019 we have the technology to continue to.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully one day we'll see the end of unsolved cases of all types.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Scott in Seattle. Scott in Seattle is our first caller of the show, ladies and gentlemen. Scott, what's up, man?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Scott? What's going on with you?
Good. I can't complain. It's Thursday. I just got one more get-up. That's the weekend for me.
Come on.
Yeah, right.
Friday's
on.
Eve.
Amen.
Scott, tell me something interesting about you, something unique.
Something unique. Well, I guess I can't talk about that because it's after six. We won't talk about that. Something unique.
Wonder.
I got you.
You're good people, Scott.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I guess I would say that One thing that people don't know about me is I'm a coach, which is different, but I'm a construction worker, but I coach. So,
dude, that is so cool.
Coach sports.
Cool. Hey, Scott, can I tell you something? Just like you, I also am lucky enough to be able to coach my kids' sports teams and stuff. And I really got to say, I look forward to doing that during the week more than anything I ever look forward to. You know what I mean? Coaching for my little hour with my kids. Yeah.
Aww.
My little bumblebees. Is it the same for you?
Very rewarding.
Say what?
It's very rewarding.
Yes, it is. Thank you. It absolutely is. Well, thank you, sir, for being our first caller of the show.
And now,
here's my daddy.
It's time for your
Why Are You Kidding Me? Stories of the Day.
Thank you, folks. Good to be here with you on a beautiful Northwest morning. As I am your What Are You Kidding Me anchorman, I begin now with a story out of Georgia. I'll have a piece or two or three. A woman in Georgia recently asked Dairy Queen to make a birthday cake for her 25-year-old daughter, who loves the Disney movie Moana. I hope I said that right.
Moana.
I should. Yes, Moana. But apparently, the manager of this particular DQ thought that she said marijuana.
Nice.
So when they got the cake, it had a big old pot leaf on it.
Maybe
and a My Little Pony smoking a joint.
No! Oh my God! What?
And the daughter thinks it happened because her mother has a really thick Southern accent. So, Moana. I'm just trying to think how
Moana. Moana. My daughter likes Moana.
Moana. We have exclusive What Are You Kidding Me audio, folks. Let's see.
Thought that she said marijuana because we're from South Georgia. We kind of have an accent, so Moana, marijuana. I guess when they said that I love cartoons, they were like, let's just throw a little pony on there. So they put the little pony on there, and it had red eyes smoking a joint with a tramp stamp of a pot leaf on its bottom. I was very shocked. I was like, it was hilarious to me. I was very impressed by the artistic capabilities of them to be able to do the design that they did.
My Little Pony had a tramp stamp.
You knew that there was like some 19-year-old going, nice.
And a joint and red eyes.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Watch out for the gummy bears, kids.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think this happened because the baker likes Moana.
I think so, too.
Oh, I love Moana, too.
Well, I'll have another piece.
Oh, you too, man.
Yeah, well, if they had a website, that thing would be breaking down right now.
I know. Can I get the same cake?
Do they actually... You know, we have a store, too, obviously, around the area you might have seen. Do they have cakes and things like that? Do they have ice cream infused?
They have, like, soda pop.
Cannabis in it, and I'm sure they do.
They have soda pop and candy, but you can get that stuff, too, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can make just about anything.
You can make anything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right, or the youngin's like, I got a guy.
The guy is me.
Okay. Just kidding. Look at all the endorsements coming in for you right now.
Yes!
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You got the...
What are you kidding me?
Stories of the day. All right, on the way. I believe that we have been visited. I straight up for the, I don't know, past couple of months or whatever, I've been kind of into this UFO thing because we're hearing... That we know for a fact, and there is, you know, there's scientific evidence, there's physical evidence, that there is a whole bunch of other planets out there. Matter of fact, billions probably in other galaxies that are pretty much identical to Earth in many ways.
Yeah.
With that, something's about to go down. Something is being organized. Will you join me? I was invited by our very own writer, the Youngin. Guys, really the past couple of months, you know, for some reason I've... Just kind of really have gotten a little bit interested in UFOs. There's so much evidence out there, it seems like now. You know, I remember like even 15, you know, 20 years ago, people were like, oh, yeah, it's a UFO, unidentified flying object. But now there's a bunch. I mean, there are our most amazing, talented Navy pilots who are capturing the most unbelievable things in our skies, in our atmosphere. Again, Navy pilots, you don't believe me, it's all... over YouTube. These are our pilot. I mean, it's crazy. Writer the Youngin, knowing this recent interest brought something to me. It was almost like a little secret conversation. And from what I understand, he also said something to you, Claire.
He sure did.
Apparently.
I don't know if I can trust Drew.
Yeah. That's, you know what?
Right.
That's what I thought.
I think he might be part alien. He keeps telling us there's no such thing.
Trust no one. That's what they say.
Well, Drew really, you know, Drew wants to see the proof in front of him.
Yes.
He's one of those people, right?
I'd call myself a skeptic.
Right. You want to, you just want to see it, right? To believe it, right? So there is a Facebook event that is circulating right now that is called Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. And
but they're going to arrest most of you.
Oh, yeah. Did I tell you if you join us for this event, you could get pepper sprayed, you could go to prison, or the worst case is you get vaporized by an alien.
Well, there's over 250,000 people claiming to go.
Well, right. I don't know if you noticed, but when you sent me the invite, I clicked going.
Oh, I know. I saw that. I'm going, too.
You did, too.
Yeah. I have a strategy.
So it's a plan for all these people to descend on Area 51 in Nevada to find out the truth about UFOs. Or as the invitation says, quote, let's see them aliens.
Yeah, that's right.
So, P1s, we're a family. We got some numbers. We got strength. If you're interested, this thing is on Friday, September 20th at 3 a.m.
Do we have a show the next day?
Does it matter?
Not if it's a Friday.
Oh, no, we're good.
That's right. Not if it's a Friday.
We're off on Saturday.
Can't we do a live remote from there?
Oh, man. Don't we have to?
Be world-like
groundbreaking. Yes. What if we were the only ones who showed up, though?
What if we were there and broadcasting and then we all disappeared?
Well, I hope,
then
well,
I would have
know.
To do the show by myself the following Monday, and that's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know if you guys have seen, but there's actually plans of how we can storm it. People have come up with different tactics, different maps.
Oh, I have the best tactic. Yeah. I'm going to get behind the 6'7" guy.
Come on.
Well, they'll let him right in. They'll think he's an alien right away. They'll be like, oh, dude, hurry before everybody sees you.
No, they might want to, they'll see the tall guy and want to do the experimenting.
What made you so tall?
Yes, how did you get there?
Right.
The truth is out there.
Lots of room for probing.
And tell me why these Kardashian brains on your planet are so small. All right.
Oh, no.
So if you want to join me in that, maybe we get a little UFO P1 club going. I don't know. It's just too much proof out there, you guys. It's out there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd call it proof. There's intriguing information, but it's not proof.
YouTube it.
YouTube doesn't tell you anything.
It's also in the Bible, Deuteronomy.
Wait, what?
Deuteronomy?
I don't know. I always say Deuteronomy.
Because you haven't gotten to book 5 yet? Are you binging the Bible?
Currently binging it.
Fitz in the Morning. If it's happening in the Northwest, you'll hear it here first. The Hourly Bulletin is on.
New Country 98.9.
The Bull.
626, here's Drew.
Well, a 2009 cold case has seen an arrest. The disappearance of 36-year-old mother Nancy Moyer from her Tenino home in 2009 was ruled foul play, but they had no suspects. In fact, as is the norm with these cases, they check into family members first. She was separated from her husband at the time, but he passed the polygraph test and was eliminated as a suspect back during the initial investigation. But detectives in Thurston County got new information, and they've been working this case really hard. They've been combing the property in a Rochester address looking for some evidence, and they have brought in a person of interest who has not quite been charged yet, but they're holding a press conference today at 11 a.m. We're going to get a lot more information about this case.
Any DNA stuff involved here by any chance? Is there combing? It seems like obviously they're looking for some, but they're also looking for any.
Yeah, they got some information, and it does seem like they might have a lead. They're digging. They're looking probably for remains, but this case made national attention. It got on some true crime podcasts. It got on some true crime cold case television shows. And maybe that led to it. We don't know yet. We'll know more after 11 a.m. today. And we're not out of the woods yet on measles cases either. Two more cases were discovered in King County. An infant and a teenager were diagnosed this month. That brings the total up to 9 since May in King County alone. The teenager had visited Auburn Community Center before they were diagnosed. We don't know the gender. And they say the teenager had household contact with a person who was previously diagnosed with measles. The infant also had household contact with a person previously diagnosed. Get vaccinated.
Yeah, come on.
Washington State safety Jalen Thompson is going to the NFL. Yesterday, Jalen was selected in the NFL supplemental draft by the Arizona Cardinals. Now, Thompson lost his eligibility to return to WSU 2 weeks ago after reportedly buying an over-the-counter supplement, which violated NCAA rules. He would have been a potential All-American had he returned the Cougs for his senior year. He's still going to have to work to make the Cardinals roster, but odds are pretty good if they went ahead and scooped him up. And big day yesterday for the U.S. Women's National Team and Seattle Reign star Megan Rapinoe, who is the co-captain of that team. They got a ticker tape parade in New York City down the Canyon of Heroes. It's been years since they've given anybody a ticker tape parade, so New York was out there ready to party. This, of course, to celebrate their fourth World Cup championship. And then last night was the ESPY Awards, and they were named Best Team, and other co-captain Alex Morgan was named Best Female Athlete.
It's time for County Wars. It's a battle of pride on this ride. The battle begins now. Fitz in the Morning. New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
It's Friday Eve, ladies and gentlemen, and time for County Wars. County versus county, city versus city. The current record for the month of July for County Wars.
Pierce County sitting on top with 6 wins. King County has 3. Snohomish has 2. Grays Harbor County has 1. Everyone else has yet to get on the board.
And Claire, what are we giving away?
A pair of tickets to American Freestyle Bullfighting at the Washington State Fair.
All right, we're going to meet our contestants right now. Let's say hello to Bo from Mount Vernon representing Skagit County. What's up, Bo?
Hey, not much. Just kicking it.
There you go. And we're going to meet your competitor right now, Riley from Mercer Island representing King County. What's up, Riley?
Hi.
I think you and Claire must be neighbors.
You are neighbors. I live on MI, too.
Oh, no way.
All right. Let me explain the rules to County Wars. Best 2 out of 3, and your buzzer is your name. If you know it, scream your name very, very loud, and you must let me finish the questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. That's County good. Wars is on. What wildlife animal is the National Park Service flying by helicopter from the Olympic National Forest to the North Cascades this week?
Bo.
Riley.
Bo.
Goats.
Goats!
That is correct!
Yeah.
Good point, Bo.
Straight up, they are flying mountain goats. So look above the skies this week in Western Washington.
Wear a hat.
You might see.
Yeah. Love it.
Walk flying around with your poop bag.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue. Our last troop salute honoree, Art Unruh, spends his Saturdays at a historic flight museum in Everett. What legendary Seattle billionaire started the museum?
Riley. Is it Paul Allen?
That is correct, Riley. Whoa. Whoa. Point. It's tied up at 1.
Woo. Riley.
Mercer Island.
Mercer Island. Here we go. Whose statue stands outside T-Mobile Park on the corner of First Avenue South and Edgar Martinez Drive?
Bo. Ken Griffey Jr.
That is correct, Bo. And that point gets 2, and that's the win.
Dang. Nice. All right, way to go, Bo. Congratulations, buddy. Claire, tell Bo what he's got.
You just won a pair of tickets to American Freestyle Bullfighting at the Washington State Fair.
Dang, Bo definitely knows.
And he put Skagit on the board.
Yes.
Oh, heck yeah. My name is Bo, representing Skagit County. I just kicked King County's butt on County Wars.
Yeah. All right, look at that. Skagit County is now on the board. We're going to play County Wars again at 8:40. What are we giving away?
A 4-pack of tickets to Evergreen Speedway.
Play Fitz in the Mornings, County Wars. Weekday mornings at 6:40 and 8:40. Be the pride of your county. This is Fitz in the Morning on New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
It's time for the good, the bad, and the gossip.
These are the Fitz Files. Grabbing gossip by the horns on New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
Wheel
of fortune! Oh my gosh.
They are holding contestant tryouts next week in Tacoma. Woo. They are rolling up the Wheelmobile at the Emerald Queen Casino I-5. It's next Wednesday and Thursday, July 17th and 18th. What they do is they'll put on 3 virtual shows starting at 5 p.m. They hand out applications 1 hour before each show begins, and then they will choose participants, they say, in a random drawing.
Okay.
I got to get my mom on this.
Well, yeah, but I'd like to nominate all 3 of you brilliant individuals to show up. Or was Shade in the other room saying he wanted to audition?
Yeah.
I think
definitely
wants to do
the
show.
Shade loves Wheel of Fortune. Oh, hang on. Made in the Shade, yeah. The man in the box in the other room. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Shade, will you do this for us?
Oh, I would love to try out for Wheel of Fortune.
In Tacoma, the date 1 more time?
Next Wednesday or Thursday, July 17th and 18th, starting at 5.
Guys, Shade has just volunteered.
Shade, 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 Shade.
Dude, we are cheering for you, Shade. Can we make a jersey for Shade?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Yes, I need to call my boss, the Prime Minister of Twang, and he will get this done. Shade, we're rooting for you, man. He's going to do it.
Awesome.
Yes.
I'm going to start practicing the alphabet right now.
Yes.
Sad news from TV World. Another star has passed away. Cheddar the Corgi from Brooklyn Nine-Nine died. His real name was Stuart. He was 13.
Stuart's
owner announced on Instagram that he passed away peacefully after a nice day of playing at the beach and having a picnic lunch of In-N-Out Burgers. That's how I want to go.
Sweet, absolutely sweet little thing. What a good way to go out.
Great way. I think he probably knew it was his last day, and so he just took him to the beach, and they ran around and did their whole thing.
Not to make everybody sad, but there's actually a couple of websites and even like Instagram pages of little puppy dogs and animal kitty cats' last meals.
Yes. Oh,
where
I did.
Where they and have their last, you know what, and before they go to the other side. It's really sad, kind of.
My cat, you know? Andy, when he was 20, I gave him sardines. I knew it was his last day on Earth, and he ate a big old can of sardines.
My dad, Greenberry Bob, got buckwheat completely drunk on his way out.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Right on. And speaking of getting completely drunk on your way out, Prime Day is Monday, but now there's a thing called the Prime Day Concert, which, bafflingly enough, was yesterday. I'm not sure why they did that. Anyway, Prime members could tune in to watch the concert headlined by Taylor Swift, along with Dua Lipa, Becky G, and SCA. Twitter is freaking out, though, because Taylor did this song, Shake It Off, and she did a nice big slowdown when she got to the lyric about the liars and the dirty, dirty cheats of the world. This, of course, fresh off of her feud with her new boss and the man that owns her music, Scooter Braun. I think she needs to let this go. Does anyone else think that she should take her own advice and shake it off?
Oh, yeah.
But I think with her audience, the audience that has grown with Taylor from the beginning, they like this side of Taylor not taking crap from anybody.
Yeah.
And her audience is massive, and her numbers are huge. So what I think she's continuing to do is show the world, hey, I'm a female, I created my brand and my business, and I'm not going to put up with any crap from anybody.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, I can see that. I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think they might, what I'm saying is, I think they might like this side of Taylor occasion.
Remember girl the, power, girl
right,
power,
right.
Girl power.
Look what you made me do.
Right.
Look what you made me, like now you ticked off Taylor.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Here, here comes the snakes, you know, like she's.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what? You're right. T-Swift. T-Swift.
Another convert.
There you go. You've got the good, the bad, and the gossip. You've got the Fitz Files.
Yeah, we're waking on up.
Waking on up. My body feels like lead. Took a whole lot of trying just to get out of that bed. Radio gets me moving, playing my favorite songs. They keep me laughing, give me information. They ain't gonna steal me wrong. Well, yeah, we're waking on up.
Right now, and listen, it is 7-Eleven day today. 7-Eleven. So don't forget that free Slurpee. I think you do get a small Slurpee, don't you?
Yeah, it's a small Slurpee cup, and then you get a free one. That's it.
Small Slurpee cup.
Oh, no.
Might fill you up. Get it this morning.
You'll pay nothing.
And if you are at a location in the Northwest where you could see like downtown Seattle right now, it's beautiful. Check it out right now. There's like a sunbeam going right through the clouds, lighting up downtown Seattle, and then everything else around. It's like, you know, cloudy. Yet the Emerald City's just so lit up. Kind of cool. If you could see that, there's one item of good stuff.
Yeah.
Second item of good stuff. If you have a moment, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/989thebull, and you will see our brand new King County music video we did for County Wars.
Woo!
The video is done, and shout out to Barry all day, every day, who is, in my opinion, the star of the video, rocking the most unbelievable air guitar session that you've ever seen in your life. He rocked it. Barry all day, every day,
actual
man.
Actual air guitar championships.
Straight up.
I think Barry's a contestant.
There's no question about that. So, Barry, thank you for doing that. Again, if you see the video, please share it, like with your friends and your coworkers and your loved ones.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
I want to tell you about an autistic student who graduated high school in New York last month. And there's a video of him getting his diploma. It's going viral. And here's why. Because the crowd gave him a silent ovation. His name is Jack Higgins, and he has a severe form of autism that makes him really sensitive to noise. And he wanted to walk across the stage at his graduation, but he was really worried about the crowd and the noise. So they worked with him. He did a bunch of practice runs with his teacher where he would plug his ears with his fingers. But then his principal kind of ran an idea by his parents. So before Jack walked into the gym, the principal asked the other students to be totally silent for him and only do a soft, sort of like a little golf clap when he walked on stage, right? And an entire gym full of teenagers actually stayed quiet for 4 whole minutes. And in the video, Jack is walking in with his three brothers, going on the stage, getting his diploma, and fist bumps the principal. And then on their own, his classmates give him a standing ovation without making a sound.
Wow.
Man, a member of the class of 2019. His name is Jack Higgins. Jack has been at Cromwell High School for the past 8 years. Unlike many of us, Jack is super sensitive to loud noises. So I'm asking that we give Jack his diploma first at the beginning of the ceremony. I would like everyone to not clap and not cheer. Jack Higgins, please come to the stage to receive your diploma. Thank you, everyone, because of all of you that makes this place so special and wonderful.
And that is the good stuff.
When you wake up and turn your radio on, get ready to smile with the Fitz in the Morning Show. You will rise, cause Fitz will wake you up. Starting to rise.
It will make you happy.
Every morning I'll tell you he'll wake you up.
You can count on him.
Believe me, he'll wake you up.
Make up or break up is on. And listen, this is where we need you. We need our 5-minute heroes to come in, give some advice, tell this couple if they should make up or break up. All the couples you hear on Make Up or Break Up, they are from the Northwest, and they're all willing to come on this show. I just received this message on my Facebook from Michaela, and Michaela says, "Hey, Fitz, my boyfriend and I are living together. We just got a brand new apartment where I put down the majority of the money. 2 months into getting the apartment, he brought home 2 cats. They were his family cats, and nobody else wanted them anymore. I am highly allergic to cats, and he knows it. I told him that I can't live with these cats, and they're making my life miserable. He tells me that he can't give them away because he's the only one that will take care of them. He tells me that I could just take medication and refuses to get rid of them. It's really affecting our relationship." So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right now to the show, Michaela from Renton. Hello, Michaela.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Thank you so much for sending me that message. I appreciate you taking the time to do that. I appreciate you guys coming on the show to talk about this. So, you know, I've been allergic to cats. I was allergic to cats as a kid, then I grew out of it as an adult, but I know it's not easy having those cats around.
Yeah, I mean, they're really cute. Like, I like the idea of cats, but I just can't. My body doesn't. I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
So, let's see. Before you guys got your brand new apartment, that's when he brought the cats to the house?
It was after we got our new apartment. So, we've been living together there for about 2 months. And this is 2 months ago that he brought these cats home. So I've been dealing with this for 2 months now.
Did he ask you before he brought the cats home?
No, he just brought them home. I mean, then he was so apologetic that they were there. But it's not fair to me that they're that I have to deal with this in my own home, you know?
And that's the thing with cat hair. Like, with cat hair, I mean, it gets over absolutely everything. So probably, you know, whenever you leave your house, you have cat hair all over you. You're going to be sneezing and stuff all day long.
Yeah, it just never feels like I get any relief from it. And I, like, you know, carry around lint rollers and the whole bit. But it's like, in the furniture. It's, you know, even when doing laundry, like, just folding the laundry, it still just gets back on everything.
And I can see how, you know, it's probably affecting your relationship right now, because you're like, dude, I mean, are these cats more important than me? Is that kind of how you feel right now?
Oh, exactly. Like, I'm suffering here, and I feel like I didn't even get a say, and then he's not listening to me, that I need these cats out of the apartment. And I mean, I feel bad. And he says there's no one else that will take them, but I don't know what else. I don't know what to do. I don't know who we can get, but he should work harder at trying to find someone to take them. Like, get a stranger. Like, I don't know if he doesn't trust anyone else because they were like family cats, but someone else needs to take these cats, and it can't be us.
I did hear that last week there was kind of like things came to like a climax where there was some, you know, some shouting going on, and he was just hell bent on keeping these cats with him. What is it about these cats? I mean, like, did he go through a traumatic event with them? Is it a dead relative? I mean, what's the deal with the kitty cats?
Why is he so attached to them?
Yeah, they were his cousins, and his cousin passed away. And it's really, really sad. And I again, feel awful, but I'm here. I'm around. And I don't know why that I have to suffer in my own home because of it. I know he's going through this really hard time, and so that's why I've been trying to be patient and wait as long as possible.
What was it he said to you the other night? Because you messaged me that he said something to you that you don't know if you could ever forget.
Just that like, he couldn't believe that I didn't care about these living creatures and that I was heartless. And I'm not heartless, and it made me feel terrible that he thinks that of me, that he would think that I just don't care. But I just can't tolerate it.
Okay. Listen, you do know that Josh is on hold right now. He's hearing all this. But again, I want to thank you guys for willingly coming on this show. We're going to get Josh on in a second, kind of get his take. We're going to find out what the deal with the cats are, why he can't find maybe another owner if he loves you, right? I mean, isn't that what he would do if he loved you more than his kitty cats?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I don't know why I'm not more important.
All right, let's welcome Josh to the show right now. Hello, Josh.
Hi.
Hello, Josh from Renton. How are you, sir?
I'm okay.
I'm just going to come out and ask you, are your cats more important than your girlfriend, Michaela?
It's hard. They're not more important. That's an insane thing to say, but I do have, I mean, I don't know if Michaela told you, but that Garth and Trisha were my cousin Terry's cat.
Hang on a second. Hold up. The name of your cats are Garth and Trisha?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's sweet. Oh,
that is precious. Aww,
sweet.
Man, can't give away Garth and Trisha. Okay, I'm sorry.
So, no, it's fine. So my cousin Terry, I don't know if she told you, passed away a few months ago. I've been fighting cancer for a while. And
I'm sorry about that.
Thank you. Anyway, nobody would take these cats in my family, and they were talking about putting them down. And it's been a bit stressful because I took in these cats, and nobody's going to take them. And I can't stand the thought of just either these cats like ending up at a shelter or putting them to sleep just because they're an inconvenience. It just drove me crazy, you know?
Well, I could tell you right here at Fitz in the Morning and 98.9 The Bull, we are never going to let Garth and Trisha be put down.
Never.
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 I mean, we'll end up in a shelter.
If it's an issue of you trying to find someone, you know, to take care of the cats, Aunt Claire, I know that you're a cat lady.
Right. If this doesn't work out, I'll take them.
Garth and Trisha can move in with Claire.
Right.
This might be the most resolute solution we've ever had on Makeup and Breakup.
I'm calling Baton Rouge right now.
Yeah.
Josh, is that the issue? Like, you really can't find someone, or you just don't want to let them out of your life? What's the...
I don't know. I was really close to my cousin Terry, and he loved these cats a lot. And I just feel like I'm letting Terry down if I'm going to let some...
What about letting... But aren't you sick of having a girlfriend that's sneezing and sniffling all the time?
I mean, yeah. I don't want the cats to cause Michaela any pain. That's not what I want to do, you know?
I mean, can you reach out to any, do you have any friends that could take them? Then you could still visit them. You could still know how they're doing. Maybe they could send you pictures all the time. Well, I don't know. But is there any place outside of your house that you can find? Or I guess the better question is, are you willing to do that?
You know what? I think I have a friend who has a cat named Reba. They could all hang out.
Oh, no.
Garth, Trisha, and Reba.
Honestly, yeah. You guys, in all seriousness, we're getting a couple of texts with people who have suggestions for places where you can rehome these cats.
There's people saying they'll take them.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm wondering is...
But I don't know if he wants to give away Garth and Trisha.
Are you willing to let them go? Is it that, exactly, yeah, that you can't find a good home or that you just want to be their home?
I mean, in a perfect world, I would want to be their home. And
okay, bye-bye, Michaela.
I know that can't happen.
I thought I knew inside I was going to come down this, but I genuinely feel for Josh because I understand the emotional connection to his cat through his cousin, but
what about his girlfriend? Now people are calling up saying they'll take Michaela. This is great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. We're rehoming everybody today.
We're giving away everybody. All right.
All right.
Listen, guys, I'm going to put you on hold. Again, I told you about the therapist, and we're going to pass that number to you. He's willing to see you guys free of charge. But makeup or breakup right now, this is a big one, especially when it comes to pets. Text us to 96459 or 833-822-BULL. Thank you, Michaela and Josh from Renton. I really appreciate you guys volunteering to come on the show. I really appreciate it. And turn up the radio. There's a lot of people wanting to give you advice right now.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Thank you so much. Let's go to Trash Man Mike. He's in Coopville right now. Trash Man Mike, makeup or breakup? Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
What's up, my friend? We're good. What do you think?
Well, I think it should be a no-brainer. I mean, if she's allergic to cats, he ought to find a place to get rid of them. I understand what he's talking about, but she's more important.
What about Garth and Trisha? What about these cats? Where are they going to go?
There are places that'll take them. I can't remember the name of the place, but it's across from Seattle, and they'll take them and rehome them.
Claire, you even said that you would volunteer. I've got kind of a full house,
but I don't want the cats to, you know, end up dead. So I'll take them if no one else will. Yeah. But, you know, but I'm not the only one. Now, like I said, we got a lot of texts for people offering them.
833-822-BULL. I can't believe he's really not willing to give up his cats for his girl, even if he knows that these cats are going to be in a safe home. He wants Garth and Trisha to stay with him.
I think that's the thing. I don't think he's trying that hard to find a home.
Angela and Sumner. Angela, go ahead.
Hey, so if cats are like, I mean, you know, Fitz, a dog is your baby, right?
Right, right.
If I wouldn't be expected to give up my baby for a man, why should a man be expected to give up his fur baby for a woman?
You know what?
Or
touché.
My cousin who died and I'm taking ownership of her children. It's the same concept.
You know what? Now that you brought that up, I see that. You make a great point.
But then again, Auntie Claire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Auntie Claire is willing to step up and take Garth and Trisha.
Yeah.
Because they shouldn't be separated.
Oh, boy. Auntie Claire's going to have a lot of explaining when she gets home.
Yeah. Thank you, Angela. Great text coming in to 96459.
Here's another one that supports that point, which is they're saying break up. She needs to take a Benadryl. No one dies from a cat allergy. Her extra is showing.
She's being so extra.
But then supporting Michaela, Allison from Bremerton, she says, I think he's being very selfish. He needs to care more about her than the cats. So we're getting both sides here. It's fairly evenly split.
You know, it'd be different if the cats' names were like, you know, Morris and Fuzzy. But this is Garth and Trisha we're talking about here. It takes it to another level. Snohomie Sam, what's up, dude? Go ahead. Your thoughts, makeup or breakup?
I'm out here thinking makeup. I see both sides, obviously. A close relative loses some cats. And you got to take them in. You got to care for them if no one else will. But me being allergic to cats as well, severely allergic, I see her side where it's like the cat hair just lingers in the air, and then as soon as you walk in, you automatically just get allergies. So,
by the way, Sam, somebody texted in and said, why didn't the lady just take a Benadryl? Because if you've ever been allergic to cats, you know that a simple Benadryl is not going to take care of that every time.
And especially if, like, it doesn't kick in until maybe 25, 30 minutes after you take it.
You're right. You're right. Somebody just texted in, hey, Fitz, place in Arlington called Perfect Pals, No Kill Shelter. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
another one says a lot of people who have cat allergies still have cats. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely divided on this.
Okay. Do you have a percentage on makeup or breakup today?
I think it's it's 61% breakup.
Wow.
New Country 98.9 The Bull.
Wheel
of Fortune!
Yeah, you want to hear that in person? They are holding contestant tryouts next week in Tacoma. They are rolling up the old Wheelmobile to the Emerald Queen Casino, the I-5-1. It's next Wednesday and Thursday, July 17th and 18th. They're going to put on three virtual shows, one at 5, one at like 6:30, and one at 8. And they hand out applications an hour before each show, and they say they choose participants in a random drawing.
And what we decided to do last hour, our man in the box in the other room in there, he answers the phones at 833-822-BULL. His name is Shade, made in the Shade. And Shade, you said you are willing to go and audition for the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, 100%, yes.
Yeah.
Shade.
So we're gonna show up that day with Shade as his bodyguards. He's gonna pull up in a limo. We're gonna make it a spectacular event for your audition of the Will. And you know what? Any other P1s who wanna come that day too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
That's gonna be great. Thank you, Shade, for doing that.
Our condolences going out to Miley Cyrus. Her pet pig, Bubba Sue, has passed away at the ripe old age of 5. She adopted her back when she was a piglet? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sweet little pig.
Miley's going to be okay, though. She still has 7 dogs, 4 horses, 3 cats, and a husband who used to be a movie star. So I think she's probably going to be all right. Oh, and he has a dog.
Well, how did the pig die?
She was 5.
Natural causes.
Natural causes.
That is not old for a pig.
You don't think?
No, I think she straight up had some bacon.
Yeah.
You think
I heard
so?
They're planning a very very tasteful service.
Oh.
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
tell us about it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a Hawaiian luau theme.
Oh. People are bad.
They're serving ham.
Stop it. Let's move on to something more important.
Yes.
Sun's out, fin's out. The Shark Week lineup is out. It's Discovery Channel's 31st edition of Shark Week, and there are going to be 18 new specials. Shark Week is July 28th through August 4th. New stuff includes Expedition Unknown Megalodon. Yes, speaking of Megalodon, it's Baby Shark. My favorite is a new one called Eat, Pray, Chum.
I love Shark Week.
This version of Great White Killzone will be in Guadalupe. And, yes, there is an original drama, a movie starring Josh Duhamel called Capsized Blood in the Water.
Oh, can't wait for that. It's going to be a great week.
We're going to be locked in. There you go. You've got the good, the bad, and the gossip. You've got the Fitz Files.
On your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat that Fitz is back and he's riding on a bull.
There he goes.
Fitz in the Morning on New Country
98.9 The Bull.
Welcome to the show. Thursday, July 11th, 2019. Happy 7-11. Get your free Slurpee. A lot of P1s checking in from all around Western Washington with their free small Slurpees. I'm amazed at the amount of people who get Slurpees in the morning, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
Although some people are writing us telling us that they're finding out that it's only from 11 to 7 on 7-Eleven. But yet other people are telling us they've already gotten their free Slurpees.
That it's only from 7 to 11.
Yeah.
They're all doing it different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like depending on the like manager's mood.
Yeah, your results may vary.
It's time for your
Why Are You Kidding Me? Stories of the day.
Thank you. Feel free to always submit your What Are You Kidding Me stories. If you have any stupid news floating around the office, facebook.com/followfits with a Z. I consider you my embedded What Are You Kidding Me field correspondent.
What he considers you is the people doing his homework for him. Making his job easier.
That is so rude.
You could call them assisting.
Embedded What Are You Kidding Me field correspondent.
All right.
I'm going to begin with a story out of Oregon. Man, that's weird.
Oh, that fits.
There's a couple in Oregon that just left their new house last Monday and came home to find a burglar had eaten their cupcakes, smashed holes in their walls, and took their cat named Spaghetti in the crawl space with him while he dressed up in a Christmas onesie that he had stolen. Bingo. Mind blown.
What I'm hearing here.
What are you hearing?
So
I'm hearing straight up, you know what this is? This is somebody on high-speed chicken feed again.
Oh, well, yeah.
You said...
or something worse.
Yes. You said this was their new home, right?
Yes.
Just a couple days ago, we heard about the devil woman that broke into a family's home on their first night there. I'm hearing poltergeist. I'm hearing Amityville House of Horrors. All this stuff is happening in new homes. What's going on?
Ooh.
What's up?
Or is it some trend on social media where people are like, hey, let's jack with people on their first nights in their house?
Oh, my gosh. That takes a lot of planning.
Wearing a Christmas onesie and eat all their cupcakes and pet their cats.
That's like... That is a horror movie.
Sure it almost is. Sounds like there was like a squatter and somebody moved in and he was like, look at all this stuff they brought me.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, his new home.
Where did he... And here's what's bizarre. It's like this burglar had the Christmas onesie with him.
Right. Then he stole from someone else or from them?
Well, let's find... I have exclusive... What are you kidding me audio here? Let's see.
Just stuff on our car, like a bottle of cider, a bunch of ceremonial knives, and a MacBook Pro. We're like, that's weird. It sounded like he was looking for like money in the walls. The cupcakes were in the fridge. He ate two and then just the bottom of one. No one is going to put a shirt on a cat and leave it in a crawl space in a random house. Someone else is down here. I just started screaming, stop. Have them send someone here right now. Someone is in the house. Sure enough, he walks out. He's wearing my fiance's onesie, covered in dirt.
Yeah. Yeah, that was her onesie, Fitz.
Oh
my
no.
God. If you see something, say something.
Oh, 100%.
And you know what? I want to encourage people to do that. I mean, listen, people, you have got to, you should, on a serious note, if you see anything weird, you should never feel bad about calling the popo and just giving them a heads up. If you see something, say something, especially a grown man wearing a woman's Christmas onesie. On July 10th.
I love the...
This is yesterday, I believe.
As opposed to on December 12th, that would be okay.
Well, then it's in the spirit.
Yes. At least it's Christmas themed.
Y'all get the Hallmark channel out here?
All right, let's go to page two.
What, are you kidding me?
Out of Philly, that'll teach them.
Oh, boy.
Philly is still... they are using this high-pitched sound called the mosquito to deter teenagers from hanging out in public parks after 10 p.m., and what this is, it's a frequency that only people between 13 and 25 can hear, apparently. And it's controversial. And this is a reporter, a teenager, a girl who's 27 and still hears it, and a city councilwoman who is completely against this high pitch thing.
Here's what it sounds like.
I hear it.
Oh, I hear it.
Yeah, didn't hear anything? If so, it's likely you are not between the ages of 13 and 25.
Ooh. It's so loud. Like, what if it damages our ears or anything, like something like that?
It almost is more like a feeling than a sound. At least for me, I get a headache if I'm near it for too long. So I usually skip around this block or like walk very quickly down it.
In a city that is trying to address gun violence and safe spaces for young people, how dare we come up with ideas that are funded by taxpayer dollars that turn young people away from the very places that were created for them?
You know what? I'm sorry, Councilwoman, but I'm completely for this. Here's why. If kids are hanging out and doing all that crazy stuff at night and jacking each other up and robbing places and whatever, sometimes you have to be cruel to be kind. Get your butt off the street. If there's a curfew, if it's the law, obey the law, send that signal out and get them off the street. Plus, what's worse, that or you being at home not moving on Snapchat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
I, for one, think this is cruel and unconstitutional, and I will take those units off their hands. Because I want to set them up at my house.
And I think
kids.
This is ineffective, and they should just blast Dionne Warwick music. That'll get those kids out of those parks.
I'd be out.
That's what friends are for.
I'm going home.
I'll see you guys later.
In good time. All right, and there you go. You got the...
What are you kidding me?
Stories of the day.
Fitz in the Morning is back. Fitz in the Morning is back. Thanks to you.
P1s, get on your social media now and let the world know that a country boy can survive. New Country 98.9, The Bull.
Do you think it's weird and creepy to profile people? Good, so do we. Welcome to Playlist Profiling.
That's what I do every day.
Wherever you are right now, at home, at work, in the car, listening on the app, we'll give you a couple of seconds to grab your legal pad or whatever you take notes with, or your phone so you could take your notes. We actually have a mystery caller on hold right now. And we don't know anything about this individual. All we know are three songs from their personal playlist. And based off of those three songs, all of us, including you listening, we're all going to try to guess their gender, their age, what they drive, their profession. Are they single or married? How many kids? Again, we're going to try to learn everything about them, guess everything about them, based off of three songs. Everybody have your note-taking...
Instruments? Yes.
There you go. Okay, here we go. Song number one, Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison.
When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno.
All right, song number two, Blake Shelton, God's Country.
I saw the light in a sunrise sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside.
Song number three, AC/DC, Thunderstruck. This has got to be a guy.
I was shaking up the knees. Could I come again, please? Yeah, the ladies want to come. You've been Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
Thunderstruck.
All right, folks. Whew. This is the tough one. All right, everybody take their notes right now. Try to guess their gender, age, what they drive, their profession, are they single or married, and how many kids? And by the way, share your profiles with us. Shoot us a text to 96459. All right, this is interesting. It's Fitz. Now, as I'm looking at all the artists, you know, Johnny Cash, Blake Shelton, AC/DC, right? I feel like this individual is wanting me to think male, male, male. Let's throw him off with some AC/DC Thunderstruck, which is making me say this is definitely a female.
Oh.
Nice try, mystery caller. Nice try.
Not today, mystery caller.
Not today. She's 40 years old. You know what? Drives a little Toyota Camry. I think because of her music selection, she's got to work with a bunch of dudes. I think she works for like an electric company.
Okay.
She's married. Two children. Boom. Drew, what say you?
This painted a picture for me. I feel very confident that it is a male. He's 48 years old. He drives an Ford F-250. He's a farmer. The God's Country and the Johnny Cash put me there. He's married with three kids.
Interesting. All right, Claire, your profile.
All right. I also think this is a man. I think he's 37. He drives a Chevy Silverado, and I think that Thunderstruck is a little hint to what he does for a living. I think he's either a meteorologist or agronomist, somebody who works in weather, but not like a TV guy.
Interesting.
Like a weather.
Does he work near a Doppler?
Farm weather. Oh, he'll know Doppler very well.
You better stay away from my Doppler.
He's also married with two kids, so he doesn't need your Doppler.
Ryder the Youngin, your profile.
I'm going to say this is a man. I'm going to say he's 34. I think he drives a Ram 2500. I think he's a prison warden. I don't know. That Johnny Cash was giving me those vibes.
Interesting.
I'm going to say he's married with three kids.
All right. And wherever you are right now, at home, at work, in the car, listening on the app, text your profiles to us right now to 96459. All right. The songs one more time.
When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy.
I saw the light in a sunrise sitting back in a 40. I was shaking up the knees. Could I come again, please?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the moment we've all been waiting for. We're about to go to our mystery caller. Mystery caller, are you a male or female?
I'm a male.
Oh, yeah! Yes! Yeah! Yeah! Oh, dang. How old are you?
24.
Whoa! Wow. What do you drive?
I drive a 2018 Ford Focus.
Okay. Oh, wow. This guy's throwing me off.
Oh,
wow.
Wait, whoa,
What is your profession?
I'm an electrician.
Oh!
Boom!
Fitz nailed that.
Yes!
Yeah.
Are you single or married?
I'm actually engaged.
Okay. And how many do you have any children?
No, I do not.
Okay. Drew is going to do our calculations and our tabulations. We're going to find out how everybody did on their profiling. All right. What's it looking like?
Okay, I say good job to the caller on throwing us off.
Yeah, man, you got us.
Right.
He really, I mean, he completely took us off the scent. Each of us only got one answer right. Three of us got mail right. Fitz got the electric work right as a tiebreaker. Uh-huh. Fitz is going to get the win because while the rest of us picked trucks, he was the only one that had a small sedan as a car. So the Ford Focus is the closest to the Camry. That gives Fitz the win at 2.
Dang!
Wow.
Wow.
Now, wait a second. You know, often on playlist profiling, like if one of us guesses the exact car, we get extra points. I guessed his exact profession.
So isn't it's not enough to win? You want to win by 4 points?
Absolutely. Absolutely right.
You're right. You probably do deserve the extra points on electric shop. Okay.
Yeah, because if we nail anything like right on, don't we get the extra points?
Yeah, I guess I'd... Yeah, you're right. You would do.
Dang. All right, so... Mystery caller, what is your name?
Jacob.
Jacob, where are you from?
I was a P1 from the original station, originally from Buckley.
Oh, thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate you. You made my day. And does it feel weird to be profiled?
Not really. when you roll up to job sites and all that, people usually are profiling you, and it happens.
New Country 98.9 The Bull, Fitz in the morning. Feel free to say what's up, 833-822-BULL. You could text us to 96459. Nothing against short people out there at all, because you know what? I'm a giraffe. I'm 6'7", and I'm about to talk about a little gentleman who's just, well, he's gone viral because he's five feet. And he was a New York bagel shop customer, and he was just caught on camera going nuts on customers. He was yelling at the women because he said he was mad that he's always rejected because he's short.
Yeah.
And he starts going off in this like little restaurant.
He was going bonkers.
He said the incident started when the woman behind the counter smiled at him, and he said he took it as a sarcastic insult. And by the way, hey, mommies and daddies, this is a family show. There's a couple of beeps in this. A little parental advisory. It's not really a big deal, but... Even beeps, I don't really like beeps. You know what I mean? But it's all covered here. I just want to make sure you understand what he's saying.
It's okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead? That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Yeah. Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss.
So he's going crazy about women rejecting him because he's 5 feet.
And then, this lady smiled at him.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh.
That's it.
And, I mean, he's obviously got some issues. And then he really lost his mind.
Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside?
And he's going to the guy's waist here.
Yeah.
Enough. You shut up, dude. Just shut the go ahead and attack me, Jake. Stop.
And so then the big dude took him down and said, hey, I know you're 5 feet, but enough of this.
Yeah, there was another big dude that ran into frame and just put him down on the ground.
Right. Uh-oh. Don't want no short man. Okay.
Oh,
hey.
Oh, whoa. Don't want no
short man. What is up with that?
That's not fair.
That is not fair.
Fitz in the morning. Grabbing the day by the horns.
It's What Have We Learned Today?
On New Country 98.9.
The Bull. Yeah.
Shoot us a text to 96459. Let us know what you picked up from our show today. I learned some really great stuff from the show. I learned that in Tacoma, you can go audition for the Wheel of Fortune like next Wednesday.
Wednesday and Thursday.
And we're going to have our very own assistant producer, Shade, Made in the Shade, is going down to do it. He's doing it. And we're going to be there to support him. That's going to be cool. And hopefully you're going to be there too. Hey, Drew, what have we learned today?
I learned that the nuts I work with, the three people in this room, are interested in storming Area 51 with about 200,000 other nutbags.
Thank you.
Internet, a bunch of crazies.
I'm
200,050.
That's right.
Nutbags,
right.
Sir.
I know that I know UFOs are out there. We've seen them. Navy pilots have captured all the footage on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time. It's time to find out what's in Area 51. Claire, what have we learned today?
I got to scrub the remainder of my Georgia accent because apparently if you go to a baking shop there and you ask for Moana, you get marijuana. I don't want to get either of those wrong.
Yeah. You know, and I imagine in the state of Georgia right now, they're still raiding houses for marijuana.
Oh,
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
It's still illegal over there.
Or high-speed chicken feed.
High-speed chicken feed. High-speed chicken feed is jacking up everybody right now.
Knight Rider?
Yeah, but that won't get my pretty pony a tramp stamp.
I don't touch that high feature chicken.
Rider the Youngin, what's up, my friend? What have we learned today?
Today I learned you should never let anything come between you and your kitty, even your girlfriend.
That's right.
Oh, yes. During makeup or breakup today. That was interesting. Guy did not want to give up his cats. And
that was crazy.
Well,
that
they're
was
named insane. Garth and Trisha. Would you give them up?
Yeah, that was a hard... You can't get past that.
No. It's too cute.
I know.
Garth and Trisha, the kitty cats. You know how many people are calling in wanting to adopt Garth and Trisha, those cats?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Claire, I was going to say real quick, Claire's going to be gone tomorrow from the show, you guys.
Oh, we can't handle this.
Yeah, she's big time in everybody and going down to California.
Yeah. In the city.
You got an audition, right?
City of Compton.
Audition.
Oh, yeah.
I got an audition to sit on a couch for 4 days, watch TV with Aunt Bernice.
Shake it, Callie.
Lucky.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be hanging out with Aunt Bernice?
Yeah.
What are you guys going to do down there?
We're going to go. She's a movie freak. She could put Drew to shame.
Probably.
We're going to spend the whole thing in a movie theater.
Ride some motorcycles.
She goes, do you want to go see this thing called The Lion King? Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
It's awesome.
It's the new live action Lion King.
I will explain to her who Beyonce is. It'll be fun.
Wingnut, what's up with you, man?
Man, we're going to give away more of your money. Moolah. 9, 10, $1,000. It's that easy. You listen and you win.
So that's going to happen in a couple minutes?
Yeah, a couple minutes. We're going to do that. And Watershed, 3-day sold out passes all day on the 10s, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is on the way. And again, like Wingnut said, that is all day on the 10s for all of our fast finger people.
That's right, baby.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. My name's Fitz.
I'm Drew.
I'm Claire.
I'm Ryder the Youngin.
It's Wingo.
Think big, because you're thinking anyway. And who's better than you?
Nobody!
Oh, and real quick, sorry. Everybody, will you say a little prayer for my wife and I are taking our sweet little Boston Terrier, Susie Lou Snuffleupagus, to her little cancer doctor today.
You can do it, Susie.
And we're gonna see what the next steps are. So thank you for that. Yeah,
we love you, Susie.
Thank you. All right, we'll see you guys.